Hello and welcome to Geek Lord Radio. My name's Dan, and with me this week I have Matt.
Hey.
Darren.
Hey.
Stephanie.
Hello.
Mike.
Steph's starting it on strong, already on her phone.
Yep. Doing good. Twitch, man. Doing good.
Fuck yeah.
You've got things. You got it right in front of you. You got the TC?
Yeah.
You're right there. And you can respond to people with your voice rather than typing it.
In this portion of the show, we call everyone out publicly.
Yeah, publicly. It's been a few weeks. You got some fucking anger to get rid of.
Mike, your sweatshirt's too plain.
It is.
Somebody keeps masturbating in the living room at night. It worries
Dan.
Me.
Who's masturbating in the living room?
I would masturbate in the dining room where my computer is.
Seeing how Dan and Darren got a new TV and they got a big masturbatory TV.
Giant porn.
To masturbate on.
Yeah,
giant
it's
porn.
Like life size.
Yeah.
It's bigger.
Well,
it's like you're looking at real boobs.
So?
Real tits.
What are we going to start with?
Real tits.
We've already gone through public masturbation.
You show me your boobies.
Masturbation. Calling people out.
What are we talking about public? We're doing this in privacy of our home.
No, he was talking about masturbating in the library. That's
public.
No,
someone
was
talking about porn.
Matt brought up masturbating. Talking about masturbating in the living room.
Yeah, semi-public.
Yeah.
So this week, I wasn't here for the holidays, and the Steam winter sale is going on, so I bought a bunch of games. That's what I did.
Yeah, we're
going
to talk about that later.
Yep.
Yeah.
that's what I did.
See?
Moving
See,
on.
See, right here. Right here. At this point, talk about Steam sales.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad time to talk about it now, though.
Yes, it would.
What we've been doing.
No, it would actually be a bad time right now.
I'm just saying that's what
okay,
I did.
Fine.
As the writer of the rundown, I assure you.
Fair enough.
I assure you, there's
Fair
a better
enough.
Time.
You don't run this gangbang.
You know what?
That's number five, not number one.
Let's start this off on a really, really, really sad note.
Oh, no.
We lost a very, very important person this week.
Ozzy Osbourne?
No. How did he outlive? No. Lemmy from Motorhead died. 70 years old.
I think the thing that made Ozzy hasn't died and he probably won't die for a while, it's a wooden table.
Nobody answer this. Steph, who would win in a wrestling match between Lemmy and God?
Lemmy.
Trick question, Lemmy is God.
No.
Yeah.
She's a cop.
No, here's the
Get
real
her
here's the real me. Question. Steph, name a Motorhead song.
None. I don't know names of songs. I know songs.
Ace of Spades?
Ace, yeah,
okay.
I can sing it, but
he
I wouldn't
died.
Know what's the name.
He's dead
I know
now.
Who it is.
He's dead now.
I love how I'm the one who doesn't know anything. They always assume.
Well, we have valid reason to.
He always wore a cowboy hat. He had mutton chops. His voice sounded like gravel. Thus, the voice of an angel.
Yep.
Yeah. That dude drank, like, two bottles of Jack a day, like, four packs of cigarettes and nothing but red meat.
Yeah, there was,
if heaven exists, he's currently showing
you
everybody how to rock.
You realize that Tennessee's fucking economy is about to tank.
There was actually a gag article I saw that said, in wake of Lemmy's death, Jack Daniels files for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Smart plan.
Gosh, my aunt and Lemmy, they're totally screwed. Poor Jack Daniels.
I don't think Jack Daniels actually filed for bankruptcy.
Well, there's been a lot of... there's been a lot of old school rockers that say that the whole, like, rock star mentality of, like, going into hotel rooms and, like, smashing up the place and just partying, like, with your fucking nuts out constantly, that is, like, that was started by Lemmy.
I believe it.
He was the one who created that image.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Me.
I'm just happy we got to see him once.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It's a good mayhem fest.
We got to mosh to Ace of Spades.
I'm still kind of bitter about that Anthrax was on side stage and Devil Wears fucking Prada was main stage.
Yeah, that was dumb.
That was like, really? Yeah. Really? Granted, we got a much better show out of Anthrax because we were able to get so close, but
also
even still.
Was this the last mayhem fest you guys went to?
No, this is one you were at.
Yeah.
You went and saw Anthrax with us.
You hit with a shoe.
Yeah.
No,
Motorhead,
I got hit with
no,
a shoe.
Motorhead was on the main stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But
Motorhead
it was just. But while Anthrax was playing,
Devil Wears
Prada
was
on
the
main
stage.
There's a reason why we were on the side stage.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a really crappy metalcore band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good.
I don't
not
know.
Good.
Motorhead responsible for the creation of speed metal. Also
and,
brought a lot of punk influences into metal.
Yep.
Are these the view of? Is this the views of your work? I'm not sure. You might want to clarify that.
Yeah, because fucking Blizzard Entertainment, that company that Stephanie and I work for, that we don't speak for at the same time.
Yeah.
Our opinions
definitely,
are our own.
Definitely, it's their opinion.
Actually, their
Lemmy.
Opinion on Lemmy is the same. The
yeah.
same.
Yeah. I'm gonna get back to work on Monday, and everybody's gonna be
I'm
super
start
sad.
Just putting up sticky notes like right behind the camera. This is like
he normally gets to it before games. Yeah. When I mentioned games,
yeah, we weren't talking games yet.
I was just saying.
So me and Darren watched a rather entertaining movie that I believe you had seen before.
Oh, yeah.
Our roommate Stephanie was having a baking party with a bunch of people baking things. So me and Darren decided it would be a brilliant time to watch a super gory horror movie called The Collector. Basically, do mushrooms with a sociopath and then watch Scooby-Doo. That's what went into writing this movie.
They had they had their baking party. We had our...
That was later. Let us get through The Collector first.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Have any... Mike, you wouldn't have seen it. Stephanie, have you seen The Collector?
I have not, no.
You have not?
I saw like 10 minutes of it. It looks splendid.
It was just... It's like Scooby-Doo level traps that just murder people. Ridiculous. If you get a chance to like just get a case of beer and shotgun a beer every time you laugh during a death.
How old is that movie?
It's not that old.
It's 2009, I think. Oh. It's fairly new.
Yeah, horror movies. But
and then after this, where Matt with his spoilers right away, we may or may not have partook in some extra legal items. I'm going to call them extra legal now. Just like extra credit. It's outside of the normal. Pot's not really illegal anymore.
I smoke pot and watch Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, that's what we did.
That's a lot simpler way to put it.
Yeah.
Everything in the house.
Yeah, it was a brilliant way for a baking party, and also the worst way for us to experience a baking party.
It was nice, though.
Because
I enjoyed it.
I was eating until my stomach told me, you're going to vomit.
Yeah.
And then I continued eating, and I had to go to bed, not because I was, like, stoned out of my mind or entirely too drunk. No, because if I didn't go to bed and lay down, I was going to vomit. So much cookies.
Let me guess, you woke up at 8.
No, I woke up and took another 6-hour nap because I passed out on my stomach.
You have to remember the 6 a.m. Beardy alarm.
Yeah.
Seems legit.
Yep. They wake him up every morning at 6.
It was pretty rad.
The Beardy.
Yeah, every morning at 6 a.m., all three of my Beardies decide to slam directly into their glass and start skimpering around the cage.
No, it was just one.
No,
does even Lur do that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, he does.
I didn't think he had that much energy.
It's because he wastes it all at 6 a.m.
Yeah. By 6:14, he's done.
Well, I have, you know, Christmas and New Year's plans. Christmas has passed. Did anybody do anything super special?
I went to your mom's place.
That would sound like a your mom joke if it weren't the truth.
I went to your mom's house.
Like, we did. Awesome. We went to my mom. Me and Darren went to my mom's place. We had delicious prime rib. And
I enjoyed myself.
Hung out.
My sister
hung out with Stone Grandma.
Oh, that's way more entertaining than mine. No, my sister came down. My aunt passed away earlier this month, and so my sister came down from Italy. And so it was my first Christmas with my nephew, who's like 3, and I get to like teach him all the horrible things and then send him back to my sister.
Nice.
Italy.
Being an aunt properly.
I taught him how to give a wet willy, and I told him you have to do it when I'm not
around.
You're
an awful person. That is like the most disgusting thing a child does.
And then when you do it, say, Auntie taught me. When she asked where you learned that.
You take their disgusting fingers and they put them in their disgusting mouths and they stick them in your disgusting ears.
Well, she hasn't called me yet, so I think he completely forgot about it.
No, he's just waiting.
He's waiting for the perfect time. Gosh.
Maybe he'll just spit in her ears.
I hope so.
Auntie taught me.
I hope so.
So what did the furs do?
Oh, went up, go see grandparents.
Was your grandma also high? Apparently your grandma was.
No, and I wasn't for half of the trip because I'm pretty sure a 5-year-old cousin snagged my G-Pen on accident / on purpose.
Yeah, totally on accident.
No,
I think it would have been found by now. I don't think.
Completely on accident.
Yeah.
Oh, you lost it completely? It's gone?
It was one of those things where I set it on the table right before I went to sleep. When I woke up, my uncle took off early. He took off at like 6 in the morning. I woke up at like 9. But it was funny.
You didn't tell me like that. I know exactly where your G-Pen is.
Your uncle took
it? It's in your dad's pocket.
No.
I got $20 since your dad's
got
it.
Because Matt replaced it with one that was like voted 3 years in a row as the best made by High Times.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm 90% sure your dad's got that G-Pen.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I found your dad's piece in your brother's car before.
Well, what was interesting is that like we went down to see Star Wars because my dad and my cousin hadn't seen it yet. So we got down to like State Street in Santa Barbara and... we were waiting. We got there like 45 minutes before the movie started. We were waiting. And so we're like, well, let's go hit Starbucks right across the street, and it's open on Christmas Day. Let's grab a drink.
Wait,
and
you went to see a movie on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
You're one of those assholes, aren't
we
you?
We opened our presents the day
before.
Go. Yeah, we opened our presents the night before.
We usually do Christmas the night.
I've actually, that I day. That I can remember, I have seen 3 movies on Christmas Day. I've seen Star Wars Episode 7. I've seen Valkyrie, and I've seen Beavis and Butthead Do America.
I've done it once. I'll never do it again.
It was fine. It was totally fine.
It's just a mess. There's so many fucking people.
Well, the thing is,
see, when I went, I never had the problem with a ton of people. Like, it was always like maybe five people in the theater.
So
the place was empty.
There's a theater in Santa Barbara on State Street called the Arlington that is, it's one theater and it holds 2,000 people. And it's just,
that's a big fucking theater.
Yeah, it's a big theater, and it's like cool because like the sides of the theater, like it's like you're in like an old Spanish courtyard.
It looks like the Alamo.
Kind of like the sides are like, yeah. It's got this like Spanish architecture. Like it looks like you're in the middle of a courtyard, and the screen is, you know, themed as well. And then the ceiling, there's like stars and lights. It's just this.
That
cool
sounds
thing.
Really distracting from my movie.
It's not because they dim everything when the movie starts.
It's a pretty good experience. The only distracting thing was the four fucking drunk old dudes behind me that wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, thankfully, like they when like long time ago in A Galaxy Far, Far Away comes up, they like mention they're still talking. And then when the Star Wars title came up, they finally shut their fucking mouths. But they talked throughout the entire like previews leading up to it, and it was just like gosh,
loud as fuck too. Everyone around them.
Anyway, that being said, we went down to find Matt. Looked up.
Will Mrs. Steffi? Is that? I'm going to assume. Stefan?
Yeah.
Hi, yay, or I'm you. Back. Hello.
I'm not sure who he's referring to.
I think it's Stefan.
Maybe Stefan.
Yeah.
If there was an ED in there.
My grandma used to call me Steffi.
So, to finish up the story real quick, we went down State Street looking for a place for Matt to buy a G-Pen. Found out that the place was closed, so we came back the following day, and it was, think of like a hipster douchebag clothing store, like The Gap, like similar to that, but more hipster and douchey. And if you go down, there's like stairs in the middle of it. If you go down into the basement, there's what looks like a fucking art gallery.
Galleria de Bong is what I like to call
it.
It's
an art gallery for bongs. Just behind glass and these really intricately ornate. And the dude behind it like looks like he hasn't been sober in like 30 years. And long hair and just...
Well, he's running a bong shop.
Yeah.
I don't exactly think that involves sobriety.
I'm like, hey, you got anything like a... I'm like, you got anything like a G-Pen Micro? He's like, yeah, all right. And I'm like, nice.
Exactly.
What a dick.
I'm not hip with the marijuana, like, cool
culture.
Kids club culture. I don't...
I can't keep track of it.
I'm not in... I don't do it.
No. I feel like this guy should have dropped the dream in the 90s. Like, that's...
See, I fall more like the old guy kind of like when I smoke pot. It's like, well, ain't got fuck all else going on. I guess we'll smoke some marijuanas now.
This guy's body odor was loud. Like, he really needed to put on deodorant really bad. I walked in. I was just,
what's up, guys?
Oh!
Tesla Storm. What's up, man? I haven't seen that guy in a while.
That's Stephanie's
mom.
My mother.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that guy dude lady. Yeah, that's right. I haven't seen Tesla Storm. I haven't seen Will in a while either. Holy shit.
Yeah. Will hasn't been around for a hot minute. Yeah. And he misses Stefan and is just talking all sorts of mad shit. He just comes in guns a-blazing, man.
Yep.
So I was going to ask what you were doing for New Year's, but we got that confirmed. So that'll be a super short conversation. We'll be here, not streaming, getting drunk.
Yep, that's what we're going to
be
doing.
Man, I was hoping we could get 10 minutes out of that portion, but that was it, man.
Nope, that's it, man.
That's the extent of what our New Year's plans are.
It's
going
to be a good New Year's.
We're all going to be here.
So, move into some television. There's not, like, I apologize in advance. This was a light, light news gap. There is fucking nothing.
Well, the news cycle was not particularly amazing.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. I bet you everybody's on like their holiday break, so people who normally write things are like, whatever, we don't care. And then
it's bad. It's
things
bad
that
right
we've
now.
Learned are just by hearsay.
Yeah. Me and Darren started watching Quantico.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we marathoned it in one night. All of it? 11 episodes?
All one season or half season? I don't know what it is anymore.
I can't find anything to say that was the end of the season, and I don't think it was the end of the season. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was the end of the season.
Just the most unclimactic ending.
No, it was pretty climactic. It was just one of those where it felt like a mid-season finale, but you're not positive.
It could have been a season finale.
They answered a lot of questions, and then left a lot of shit open. I mean, they did what the show wanted to do, but not what the viewer wanted, which was closure.
Aww.
So that's where the issue is.
Did you guys watch Marco Polo?
I made it through 5 episodes before I kind of just stopped.
Oh, it's really good. But they just released a little, like, one-shot episode on Netflix. It's really good. I highly recommend seeing it. I watch out this week.
Yeah, I think I made it through five episodes of Marco Polo.
That's not TV. That's better than TV.
That's more than what I made it through for Jessica Jones. I watched, like, 3 episodes. I'm like, I'm done.
What?
I haven't even tried yet.
I like Jessica Jones.
I can't watch it anymore.
I think you just have to get past that. Like most comic book shows, like geared toward whether it's DC or Marvel, every time you start them, they always start off slow because they kind of like have to establish the backstory.
Yeah, they don't do that in the show though.
No, I understand that they don't do backstory, but then also they have to play to the people who are already fans, and so there's like this weird awkward balance within like the first.
I don't know. Daredevil started off strong.
Arrow did not start off strong.
Arrow was awful the first.
Arrow started off terribly.
I feel it's more that the it's slower and boring in the DC more than Marvel.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's probably because DC sucks and they keep having to reinvent their freaking shit.
I don't think that it's DC sucks. Yeah. I just think that they cater to what they want and not what the audience wants. Whereas Marvel caters to more to what the audience wants, and they basically make changes. Because in comic books, they make changes all the time.
Like, yeah.
They constantly make changes in backstory and new futures.
The
and
Batman Master Race is
the term retcon was coined. Due to comic books.
Oh, yeah, and Narcos. Narcos is good, too. That's new on Netflix.
I haven't been watching any TV.
It's good. It's about, what's his name? That big cocaine drug lord from Colombia. Pablo.
Escobar?
Escobar, yeah. Oh. It's really good.
Wasn't he a pitcher for the LA Dodgers?
It's based in the 80s.
Pablo Francisco, the comedian?
Wasn't he a comedian?
Really Fernando? Good. Is it Fernando?
No, ooh. Alejandro?
Alejandro.
And Roberto? The series that I think you guys would totally like.
Is it Rick and Morty?
Because of your hats. Besides that, is Peaky Blinders.
My cousin,
no, I've already lost interest in anything you're talking about.
My Peaky cousin Blinders, was telling me that Peaky Blinders.
They put razors really sewn into their hats here, and they just go up to people and they're like, you're blind.
My cousin was saying
that's
that Peaky
super
Blinders
fucked
is really
up.
Good.
It is really good. It's
that
super
is super
good.
Fucked up.
That seems like you can really fuck that up really easily.
It kind of has that touch base of like the Irish Gypsies and like back in the 20s during Prohibition.
There's like a Gangs of New York kind of feel to it a little
kinda,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I
really
don't
good.
Like the Gypsies.
Yeah, fuck the Gypsies.
Yeah,
no TV for me, just movies.
I got I'm started watching Star Wars. It's
Clone
not
Wars?
Clone Wars, that one. That's pretty hard to watch. I'm not gonna lie about it.
Yeah.
Well,
that first
that
season
was
fucking
they
sucks.
Really got into their groove.
It's pretty fucking bad. And the worst part is that stupid like 50s intro of every time last time you saw Anakin Skywalker doing this. It's like, dude, if I don't need this.
From what I can tell, like, I've watched what 3 or 4 episodes with you, and it's one Jar Jar is even more annoying.
Yeah, I didn't think that was possible.
I don't.
And two, it's the dialogue is just fucking
it's
terrible.
It's fucking garbage.
I don't
garbage.
Need to see anything Star Wars ever that has to do with episode 1 through 3.
How's Ahsoka Tano on that show?
Sure. I don't even know what that means.
It's Anakin's Padawan. She's kind of annoying, to be honest.
She's an incredibly important character. That
which
is
the only
known,
reason I'm watching the
movie.
Yeah, it's the only reason I'm fucking watching the show. Yeah.
To figure out who she is.
I want to know how certain that one in Rebels. I want to know how they end, for story reasons in the future books or the future
Rebels
movies.
Isn't bad.
Rebels was more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Clone Wars. I've heard Clone Wars is really good. I'm only like 18 episodes of the first season, and it's. Fucking painful.
18 episodes through.
I don't know if I can watch it. I have a hard time.
It's, don't. You would not enjoy the show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I keep having problems with my mic and I keep trying to
Tesla
fix it.
Tesla says, anyone going to watch Legends of Tomorrow?
What is Legends of
it's
Tomorrow?
It's a DC. It's based on like a group.
Oh, wasn't that like
oh, yeah,
Hawk,
I that is.
DC Hawk shows
Lady
get caught up on.
And
yeah, with
it's this new Arrow spinoff.
See, the problem is they're creating too many. Like, I enjoy those shows, but they are giving me way too much to watch.
See, the problem is they don't. You can't just watch one of them either. Because
I know.
In order to understand what went on in the Flash crossover, I still have to go back and watch the fucking Arrow episodes leading up to it. And what's worse is the Flash crossover is not resolved in the Flash; it's resolved in Arrow.
You actually don't need to watch all of the Arrow to find out what's going on in that one Flash episode.
You need to watch a few episodes to get like what you've missed and things like that.
I would rather have DC do something, maybe make 2 shows that are quality than just throw whatever they can.
No, their shows are pretty good quality.
It just seems like that they're throwing
Gotham's
whatever
good,
they can
Arrow's
at the
good,
wall
Flash
to see
is good.
I mean, some are good.
Yeah,
no,
they're doing exactly what Marvel's doing, but Marvel's doing it in theaters.
The reason they're doing that though is cuz people enjoy it. Like they did Arrow and the primary thing they did in Arrow from the very beginning is like, we're never going to call him Green Arrow because the term green has a bad connotation when it comes to superheroes, cuz Green Lantern had just flopped and Green Hornet had just flopped. So like, we'll call him the Arrow and, you know, it'll be fine. They've actually gotten to a point where that doesn't matter anymore. Like, they're actually calling him Green Arrow now because they've gotten past it because the show is good enough. They're like, doesn't matter if it's called Green Arrow. People like this show. And because it did well, Flash like became a thing, which Flash is actually pretty good. And they're like, well, we got two good shows on our hands. Let's continue something.
Don't forget
in that
Gotham.
Universe.
Gotham's still pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Gotham's like, it's not the same universe as far as we know. But yeah, Gotham is pretty good. And so like DC's
it,
not.
It very well could be the same universe, but it's happening, what, 30 years before?
Gotham lost me as soon as they showed up Pamela Isley. I was like, what? That's not
now,
stupid.
I like.
I don't know
I
what you're
like,
talking about, so.
It was like very like first the, episode of Pamela Isley's Poison Ivy.
I like the Batman universe. Girl. It's great until they do crossovers with other DC stuff.
Yeah. DC is traditionally done all right on television. I mean, they had their animated series are always really good. Batman was good. Yeah. Justice League, a lot of people used to watch
also
that.
Marvel did the same thing with TV.
You know what I would love to see? A live action in the taste of Batman the Dark Knight series, in the taste of that, but Batman Beyond. I would love to see the future
like
world.
Like a gritty reboot.
Like a really gritty
there was
reboot.
Talk of
Terry.
Them doing a Beyond movie, which I would really like to see because I enjoyed Batman Beyond. It was very entertaining.
It was a very interesting take on like the future of what superhero worlds look like.
And I'm still keeping my fingers crossed for a Vampire Batman movie.
Yeah, that would be cool too. That's a good comic book series too.
Blood Rain is what they called it?
I don't remember, but I read a couple of issues and I thought they were really good.
So,
also Smallville.
They're kind of
which
hokey,
was fucking
which
I like. Garbage.
I never watched Smallville.
Was garbage.
Liked it. I just never saw it.
Anything Superman is just
it's crap.
Yeah,
it's crap.
I'm sorry.
Many people when I was like out overseas were like, "You gotta watch Smallville. Smallville's so good." And I sat through an episode. I was like, "This is fucking garbage."
So
this is Degrassi with a Superman logo.
Speaking of crap, I don't think I could have been any less looking forward to the Batman vs Superman movie.
Yeah.
Until I saw the same trailer I saw on the internet. On the big screen before Star Wars.
And then you cared less?
And I cared even less.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. This looks like shit.
This is my theory about Superman. So I think their problem with Superman is they're not marketing it correctly. Because they're trying to gear it to the boy who's trying to find his place. And it's kind of, they want to still keep it, you know, the kid's hero and the adult hero. And they can't find that good blend of both. So when they
Superman
try
was
to,
just crap from the get-go.
So when
though.
You try to gear it towards a predominantly adult male audience to make it entertaining, it's not entertaining because he's a fucking fag in tights. Like, it's stupid. Like, that would never happen.
Hold on. Slow down. You shouldn't insult the gay community by lumping Superman into that.
Okay.
They don't deserve that.
That's true. I take it back.
He's an alien douche.
So I was like...
But you can just, like, easily take him out easily with kryptonite. So he's not... But if you gear it towards the children audience, they don't do it enough... To where it could be appealing to a young boy or a young teen, you know, teen boy, it wouldn't be entertaining for adults. So they need to find like a good balance with Superwoman, with Supergirl. I've only seen a couple episodes. Me
oh,
as
the
an adult,
show?
Yeah, me as an adult does not like it. But me as a child would have lost my crap over that series. It would have been so good. I would have loved every second of it. And they did it. I will say they did a really good job gearing that towards a younger tween audience.
It was still holding. I'm gonna say this. Watching the trailer, it was holding my interest until Wonder Woman showed up. I was like, okay, that just killed it.
Oh yeah, dude,
that was so fucking lame. You're just like, oh my god.
It's just shoehorned Wonder Woman into this. God damn it.
Yeah,
it was awful.
Bad. It was bad.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's just you just made me relive that trailer again. And it was so awful.
Jesse Eisenberg looks fucking awful as Lex Luthor.
You know what? I defended that casting role before I saw that trailer because I was like, you know what? Maybe they're doing a new take. He was good in all the other movies he's done. How bad can it be? And I saw it and I was like, he's the Joker. He is literally the Joker.
So like,
that's the character he's
playing.
Because
I've seen one Superman movie with the dude who's playing Superman and his name is escaping me right now. The only thing in that movie that potentially isn't crap, potentially... is Ben Affleck as Batman because I have not seen enough of him as Batman.
You know, I will say this.
He's the only thing that's going to make me go see that movie.
If I'm going to judge, I'd say from what I've seen in the different commercials with his acting, he doesn't seem like he's going to be too bad.
No, everyone judges Ben Affleck's role as Superman or as Batman based off of his role in Daredevil. And I don't think like anybody
that was not his fault.
Yeah, I don't think they could have put Christopher Walken in that and I still would have hated that movie. And I love almost everything Christopher Walken does. Are we still having mics?
Yeah.
mic problems? Damn.
So,
you guys are speaking louder.
We had someone ask what Rick and Morty was. So Rick and Morty. It was my mom, of course. Rick and Morty is a very adult cartoon that's based in a world where there's multiple dimensions. It's a grandfather who takes his grandson around the universe, and
it's
they
like
get into
Doc
all kinds
Brown
of
and Doctor Who got together and created a sociopathic version of themselves that's also an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And they just go on super fucked up adventures. You should watch it. It's really good.
It's really good. It's very entertaining.
Season one's on Hulu.
I feel like it would help me get over your death because I would watch it and be like, well, it could be worse.
Yeah. Very
could
true.
Be worse.
Very true.
You could be Morty.
Like, yeah, I could be
Or
Morty.
you could be Rick season 3 or season 2 episode 3. Yeah. Dark. I guess we can move into games news. Did you guys already do your fucking little, like, I'm not liable for things that Dan
sort
says
of.
On the show
Again,
when he screams video game
our
cunts?
Opinions are our own.
Yes, we work at Blizzard Entertainment.
All right.
Our opinions are our own.
So, Battlefront. Yeah. Kind of flopping right now. Not getting the best reviews because, you know, kind of not the best game, I guess.
I'm not surprised. I played the beta. It wasn't that great.
Yeah, I wasn't super psyched for it.
It's a reskinned Battlefield, but not with anything you liked about Battlefield.
Well, It's a thing too. From what I've heard, is I know we've mentioned.
By the
way,
real quick, to go back to what Steph's mom was saying, that's actually what I was saying though, is that I can't judge Ben Affleck yet because I haven't seen it. So that's I don't know. That's the only unknown factor. But Superman was garbage. Jesse Eisenberg looks like shit, and fucking Wonder Woman seems shoehorned in. So far, Ben Affleck is the only thing that
I
don't know about.
It felt like to me that we had to shoehorn in Wonder Woman because the community wanted a strong female character.
No, it wasn't that. It had nothing to do with that. What it was is
they're setting up the Justice League,
yeah,
right?
Like,
Justice League.
They're like, wait a minute. Marvel did the Avengers. We have to find a way to make the Justice League.
I think it would have been better if they had to shoehorn her in, not in it, so like people going in didn't know Wonder Woman was going to be in it.
It wouldn't feel so forced had they not.
Jason Momoa is playing Aquaman.
Yeah,
he's which there. I'm super thrilled about.
I really hope he gets defeated by a six pack ring holder.
So sexy.
Like he's just tied up on the shore with a six pack ring, going like, "Damn it, damn
it." Go back to Battlefront though.
Yeah,
back to Battlefront. DICE announced that there will only be DLC themed around the original trilogy. None of the new movies will make it in. So
that's fine.
No episode 1, 2, or 3, and no 7, 8, or 9.
I'm sure they'll announce Star Wars Battlefront 2 at E3 this year. So
and have all of them in there.
Yeah, and they'll be like, yeah, we'll add the.
Actually,
trilogy.
I don't think they're gonna put it. I can honestly say I don't think they'll do a second Battlefront, another Battlefront.
Oh, I absolutely do. E3 and not this year. E3 2017, we will see an announcement for Battlefront 2.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm calling it right
the,
here,
I
right
think,
now.
I think my biggest problem with Battlefront is the same thing I had with Battlefront 2, where I really enjoyed the game. I know we've talked about this.
Or Battlefield 2?
Before.
No, Battlefront.
Battlefront 2.
The original Battlefront
2. I love the first Battlefront because you were basically a grunt. You were a no-name freaking stormtrooper or, you know, rebel.
Robot.
Basically going in and fighting on a bad battlefield, basically taking and holding points. When Battlefront 2 came out, all of a sudden it was, now you can be Jedis, and it basically turned the game, because the online community came in, it turned the game into Jedi versus Jedi or hero versus hero, and that's what it is.
So, yes and no. You had to basically get like a ridiculous fucking kill streak in order to become a Jedi or become whatever
See,
the superhero
the
character was.
That's where you're wrong, because they had an all Jedi mode, and that's the
they
only
did.
Thing that servers existed
I,
for.
I, yeah, Dan, I probably played way more Battlefront 2 than you did. I know.
I'm
know
glad your penis is so large.
No, I'm telling you, I understand there was a mode. What I'm saying is that the normal conquest mode, you
single
couldn't.
Player?
No.
Or
no, multiplayer.
No, the multiplayer
online.
Conquest mode. There, you had to get a ridiculous kill streak to become a Jedi. So you didn't see them on the, but you did see them every once in a while, but they weren't unkillable, basically. But Battlefront 2, I thought, was better than Battlefront 1, mostly because space battles. Space battles made that game absolutely fucking amazing.
See, I hated space battles.
So much fun.
That's the thing, is if I'm playing a game where you're supposed to be, if you're supposed to be like just a normal grunt, I hate vehicles. I could understand maybe a light armor thing every once in a while, but if it's like, oh, we're going to have giant maps, it's like, it's not a...
But see, that was the best part about the space battles, though, is it's like, hey, I don't like flying around in X-Wings and TIE Fighters.
You can't really just
anything.
Float around in a suit in space and be in the space
No,
battle.
You had one person that would fly the fucking boarding... You would fly the boarding craft to the other ship, and you would spawn on that. So now the battle's taking place on the enemy ship, or on your ship, depending if you're depending. Like, there were different ways to play it, and it was fun. And it was like, if you're like me that likes to fly a TIE Fighter or whatever, I could go try to attack the ship from the outside while my team is trying to destroy it from the inside. I thought it was cool.
I feel like the new Battlefront series is basically going to go very Call of Duty-ish. where it's going to get a really lame following behind
they,
it.
They tried to not. No. They tried battle. They tried to make Battlefront a game that was not sim enough. They're like, hey, let's make the let's take all these cool things you love about Star Wars, but like, let's just make you fucking cannon fodder and like throw you on the battlefield and have you just shoot at each. Like the whole thing of how you get ships in Battlefront is fucking dumb. Like I don't like it.
I'm gonna rewind here a second. The Call of Duty community is not lame. I'm gonna
fuck yeah, they are.
No, they aren't, because they have one of the strongest esports like.
I want you to do me a favor. I want you to do me a favor. You have the new Call of Duty game, right?
Yeah.
I want after the show. I want you to boot it up and put her in a multiplayer map. And you are not allowed to turn off the voice IP at all. You have to play three maps with the voice IP on.
Done.
All right. By next week, she'll disagree. Yeah. She'll change her mind.
I'm sure the people who play in the game
of,
when you talk
the
to
the
you
Call
ever
of
been
Duty
called,
community
have,
is fucking gross.
Have you ever been called a cunt nigger by a 12-year-old?
Yes, I have.
Yeah? Over and over and over
yes,
again?
Yes, I have.
So, and you still
I
like the community?
I played Call of Duty.
And you still
Call
like the community.
And Halo. There's, every video game franchise has shitty people. All of them do. But they also have mechanics where you can turn that shit off, which still make it fun for you.
But that
and
removes the
community. I like watching competitive, what?
Yeah. Oh, no, Frank was saying that you're going to say some fucked up shit, and I said, we don't have a microphone for you, so no, you won't.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now it's not fun. I'll do it if I get a mic.
Call of Duty can be one of those sucks. People.
I mean, Call of Duty, like, yeah, Call of Duty is fun. Counter-Strike, on the other hand, very similar, but better on the esports front. But with Counter-Strike,
they still have a shitty community.
They still have a very similar verbal abuse.
But see, I don't base a community of a game on its esports scene, because I think that's very different. That's one's a controlled.
If
like,
you're judging
that's
based
what,
off
that's,
the team,
that's what
those
we're,
are the best of the
we
best.
We were talking about the community here, and like, you have a strong esports scene when it comes to like fighting games and Street Fighter and all that kind
I
of stuff, and you have correct. The worst fucking community in the world who plays Street Fighter games.
They are pretty
up
bad.
With, up there with Call of Duty. Like,
yeah.
You have
same
shitty
with League of Legends.
Community.
And League of Legends.
You have strong.
But see, Street Fighter, I love Street Fighter
oh,
esports. It's
and
a
don't
lot
get
more
me started on fucking League of Legends. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, the people in
you talk about a great esports scene with a shitty community. Holy. Like,
yeah.
Can we,
everywhere
wait,
does.
Realistically here, can we name one good
yeah,
online game with a good online community that has a that is around a game with more than 20 players in it?
You know who's got a decent fucking community that I found? Like, there still are shitbags in there, but I find that, like, people are generally all right in is Rocket League. People are generally okay
see,
in Rocket League.
I found...
Have you played rank matches?
Honestly?
I haven't played rank matches. That,
honestly, they're not good.
Dan's going to disagree because of the couple times he played it, but the best online community I have ever found in a game is Final Fantasy XIV.
That was one of the better ones.
It is. They are.
See, the thing
the
is, everyone said
helpful.
The community is perfect and there's no one who's an asshole.
No,
they're wrong as fuck.
Assholes.
So when you refer to community, you don't mean popular mainstream. You mean
no, I mean
everyday,
the players.
Yeah, the people you interact
the
with.
The actual community.
Yeah, I'll give
you
that. You
don't judge the community of America based off the president.
Yeah.
No.
You judge the community of America based off of anything below the Mason-Dixon line.
Of Florida.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, when we talk about community, it's not your people who are being paid to play because they're not allowed to call people cunt niggers on the internet because then, you know, Razer stops paying them.
Well, then they're playing with their team.
Yeah, they're playing
yeah,
with
they're
their
playing
their
with
well,
matches.
No, hold on.
They're
hold
playing
on.
With...
We've played with friends who have said some pretty awful things to
I'll
us.
Put it this way,
yeah, but
like,
we're playing for
Duty.
Fun. Yeah, we're playing for fun, you know,
call
like just dicking
call
around.
Call of Duty makes me feel like I have to pop open a Monster Dub edition and put on my snapback before I
Call of Duty
play.
To me is like... again, another perfect example of that episode of South Park, Guitar Quero, where they have Heroin Hero, and like you never win, and it's like,
catch me.
I feel like Call of Duty is that, because it's like you die, you respawn, you die, you respawn, you
Colin
die, you respawn.
Colin Stone, EVE Online, go to mid-sec or lower and try to come out of a warp gate before you fucking have 600 hours in the game. You'll see how wonderful that community is when they blow you up and pod you. Just for funsies.
Yeah, the EVE community is not nice.
I had to get across some fucking ridiculous expanse of space, and Jason had to escort me because they were just going
to
pod
me.
Trying
to be the most friendly community I've played with online.
You know,
the only one that
you
I know of is Hostile
day,
Space,
deep,
and that's because it has
Diablo.
Seven players worldwide.
Well, so, I mean, going back to what I was saying with Dan, though, or what Dan was saying about with Rocket League, like, I don't play ranked matches when I play games because I usually just like to pop in and play and have some fun. I use, like, Heroes of the Storm, for example, because I play a lot of that. I usually just play Quick Match in Heroes of the Storm. And it's like any MOBA, there's a lot of people that can be real negative, and you run into a lot of people that can be positive. But in Rocket League, specifically, I find that like just normal Quick Matches in Rocket League, people are way more positive in that game than I find in Quick Matches
no,
from
I
any
think,
other game.
I think where you're
or they're not
your
as
disconnect,
negative.
No, I think where your disconnect there is most people play with their controller, so they don't type.
Yeah.
I've been insulted several times for winning and losing via someone typing, and I still cannot figure out how to respond because I cannot figure out what button I have to push.
Like the J key or something. See,
I've got my controller, and then it's like I have to respond, but I don't know.
You
what
use
button
your keyboard.
I did. I like mash enter and T and Y, and none of it works.
About shitty video game communities. The main game that I play is probably one of the most fucked up asshole communities ever, which is the Dark Souls community, and they're still not as bad as.
But you
League
can't
of Legends.
Chat to each other.
League of Legends
though, right?
is the worst
yes, you
one
can.
I've encountered.
Oh, okay.
League of Legends,
and it's not even chatting. It's since it runs on like a lot of them run on the PC runs on the same as like the Xbox Live stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You receive Xbox Live messages, and when you invite somebody,
I got that from Destiny. People would go out of their way when I was playing Xbox 360 Destiny to message me and tell me how terrible I was at the game,
and they won't stop.
I had someone, like a 12-year-old, send me the most disjointed message I've ever tried to read. You
know what's MOBA Rage is a thing. My worst community experiences was League of Legends, Heroes of the Storm.
And with your friends, right?
No, you know, not with my friends.
Are you sure?
No, I got to remind me to tell you later about my encounter last week.
You know what,
but I can't talk about it.
What's really interesting, though, is that when you guys are mentioning Xbox Live and how people can be, like, attack people on that is... if you want to, like, the communities in which you will get yourself banned the quickest for being a fucking prick... is Xbox Live, because Microsoft is ruthless. Like, if you send fucked up shit to other people and you report that, they will ban you real fast. And Blizzard the same way. Like, Blizzard will go after you if you are saying those things.
They will. I will tell you this.
You
report somebody. You report somebody on freaking Dark Souls that runs on Xbox Live. They don't care.
Yeah, I mean, they'll get banned. I mean, that's fine.
No, they won't.
No, they don't. They don't really monitor the Dark Souls community.
Yeah.
If it's on Xbox Live, Microsoft will do it.
If they are sending Microsoft messages or Xbox Live messages, if they're talking just in the game, they don't regulate that.
There is no talking in the game. It's only sending messages.
Then they are under the same thing. And
I mean, they may not care because they do it, but they will care when they can't play Dark Souls for like a couple, or they can't do anything on Xbox Live for a couple days because their ability to do that has been banned. I mean, people have been banned pretty hard.
So the short and dirty of this is the internet fucking sucks.
Yeah, it does.
And everyone on the internet sucks.
Well, look what people use video games for. It's entertainment. One, it's entertainment. And two, it's an outlet from real life. So if your real life is shitty and you can't sit there and call your boss a piece of shit, you're going to go in game and find the first person that kind of reminds you of your boss and be like, you piece of shit.
You can always call your boss a piece of shit.
You'll get fired. You just have to accept the consequences.
The problem is
I risked jail time to tell my boss he was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I've
done it many, many times.
People take video games just like way too seriously. I mean, before I started working at Blizzard, I like played a lot of Heroes of the Storm, like a ton of Heroes of the Storm, and I was never a dick to anyone in game. I mean, once I started working at Blizzard, then I had I obviously don't want to get banned because I work for the company, but at the same time, before that, it's just there's no point. Like, there's absolutely no point to being a dick. Like, your team starts playing worse when you start being a shithead.
Being
a shithead, and then someone else starts being a shithead, and then someone else starts being a shithead. You spend more time talking than you do actually playing the game.
One of the things I noticed is people that start talking shit in the first place end up doing even worse.
Exactly.
Because they're all frustrated.
And they're typing instead of doing it.
So there's no point being a shithead in the games that you play. Just realize it's a game. You're going to lose it if you're going to lose it, and come back and fucking win the next one. Or if you lose the next eight, whatever.
Here's the number one thing. You know what? If you're a cunt online, and you know you're a cunt online, unplug your microphone.
The one thing I did
you know
did
how hard
notice,
it is to yell at somebody and have them hear you if your microphone is unplugged?
The one thing I did notice, though, especially in the Heroes community, is the people who are usually like being a complete fucking asshole usually suck. They're usually really bad.
I made it 30 seconds into my first game of Heroes of the Storm. Like 30 seconds. Made it out the first gate and was already told to kill myself. And I was like, I don't even know what I did. Yeah. Like, I haven't even chosen a talent yet.
When I get mad at people for how they play,
is that
I don't
Tony?
Get mad at
I bet
them.
It was Tony.
It was a random guy.
You haven't even
like, hey, you know, if you do this,
being told to drink bleach.
Next time it might be better if you did this. Or, hey, if you do this, just know the other team's going to know you're going to go over here and you could have prevented that next time. Good luck. I'm always super positive. But as soon as that one jerk steps up and is a jerk, because I'm always positive, I'm like, hey, good luck, have fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as the one jerk's like the other day I was playing and I was like, good luck, have fun. And I was like, shut up. Well, now this game's gonna go. All right,
I'm gonna put on my host pants and I'm gonna say we're done with this conversation.
Well, there was just two. I just wanted to hit the two last things that were said in the chat.
And then it's done.
Well, Colin Stone said, to be fair, shaming someone who's being a dick's a lot of fun. Yeah, no, like
if you're shaming them for being a dick,
if someone's being a dick, absolutely troll them because it's fucking hilarious and people will jump in.
That's
on
if they're being a dick. Not
like
if they're
I'm dick is big.
And Tesla Sword was saying that's why raiding can be no fun if you allow douches in the raid. That's why I don't pug raids. Like, I will not pug raids. Nope. If I'm going to raid, it's going to be with my guild where I can control the situation a little bit better than it is if it's a bunch of fucking no-name people. Because, yes,
that's like, why that I don't raid.
That's why I don't raid. I that hate raids.
So, now we're going to move on to another catastrophe that happened on the internet. So you had mentioned Steam sales earlier, and I told you we'd talk about it.
No. Yes.
Did you go on Steam on Christmas Day?
I did. And
whose account did you get?
You should ban Grim, by the way.
I didn't get mine, but I tried to get my mom on, and she didn't get someone else's account either.
No, Matt apparently got on his, but
there was
a huge caching problem.
Yeah.
That if you were logging into a Steam account that day, there was a reasonably good chance you were going to get someone else's Steam account.
I got that. Yeah.
And the panic was that's giving you full name, and at first people were saying that gives you full credit card, and it doesn't. If you go and look at your credit card on Steam, it just gives you the last four of the credit card number, but you could purchase games in their name with cards attached to their accounts, things like that. So it was a huge security flaw.
Actually, they talked about that you couldn't purchase games because since you were on a different IP trying to use that card, it sends an email to...
Real quick, we just got fan message from Grim232.
I love, lickety-split.
As we were talking about how Creepers. Shitty the community on the internet is, we get this fucking massive gem. Ooh. Thanks, Grim. We appreciate it. You know what? I was thinking about canceling the show today because, you know, we realized we're not very good. But, you know, just for you, we're going to make sure we hit 5,000 episodes.
We just renewed ourselves for an entire year. Yeah.
And if I could find a way to send you an email every time we went live, I would rig that up and then go live every 5 minutes.
So feel free to follow us on Twitter.
We have an email, though.
When people are trolling on Twitch, I have just this absolute love for when people call you a nerd. Because you are watching people talk about video games.
You had to look up a video game Twitch, podcast.
And you are calling us nerds.
And there's no goddamn way in hell.
Just
ours made
sit
it.
Sit on that for a second. You know, let it
ours made it
to
the front page.
Bit.
No, you had to find us.
Yeah, you
like,
had to click
you
on
dug.
Our, you went to gaming talk shows on Twitch and found our podcast
and
clicked on it. And then typed in, like,
it's like
some
this
people
this
just
one has
leave.
5 viewers. That must
you know,
be great.
Go, I'm going to go watch Rocket League. I'm going to watch League of Legends. No. You actually had to sit there in the chat and type something. I mean, and we're nerds. It blows my mind.
This is what keeps me doing the podcast.
I think all he wants is this reaction, which cool.
That's fine. It's like trolling the troll.
The way I see it is that if somebody can go through,
I'm not ashamed of it.
Find us and then just basically sit there and
that's
talk
traffic.
Shit. That's clicks, basically traffic. Obviously, we're doing something right, and obviously, you're doing something wrong in your fucking life.
But he's gone already, so
yeah.
Aww.
We'll
Did
miss
you,
Grim.
Him?
No, he just would have responded by now. So
no,
he said he gave you an email.
Maybe he's masturbating. He's
he
probably
might,
masturbating.
He might be writing a fucking paragraph of text.
Oh God, I hope so.
I bet you he's writing a paragraph.
Anywho,
of text.
Back to Steam before we got that wonderful like
I'm dick is big.
I'm dick is big. That guy was probably.
Dude,
my
if we have someone that dedicated to trying to fuck with us,
Grim is not as good as I'm dick is.
That's a pretty emo name though, Grim. M232. That's the amount of clove cigarettes I've smoked. Yeah.
Wow, that
my
is
life, my life is great.
That is like one weekend when I was smoking. Yeah. Anywho, back to Steam.
So people got other people's accounts, which was exciting
yes,
and fun.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
they actually brought
that.
Down all of the Steam servers.
Yeah.
For like 6 hours on Christmas Day.
If you do not have it, there is one game and one well two games, but one game that you should buy on Steam. It's called Rocket
Rust.
League.
Rocket League is
Rust
fun.
Was my second game.
I got it for Christmas from
but
Frank. It's lovely.
I can go an entire hour talking about awesome games.
Hi, Lunatic. What's up, dude? I guess he is a lunatic.
Hi, friend. Nice to meet you.
Hello, friend. Welcome.
Generally speaking, lunatics don't know why they're lunatics. That's why they're lunatics.
Well, and that's what he said. People say I'm a lunatic. He fucking nailed that.
Yeah.
Right on the
head. Doesn't have something to do with the moon.
But yeah, Rocket League is fucking awesome. We, within the first day of having it, convinced like 6 other saps to pick it up. And we're doing like 4v4 matches and had
and
a
screaming
blast.
Across the house.
Yeah, I'm
and not rage screaming, just like I made a goal and like running down the hallway screaming, I made a goal.
I'm sad I didn't hop on the Rocket League bandwagon earlier because it was amazing.
See, I'm glad I didn't because I still, even after playing it, that game is still not worth $20. I'll say it. It's still not worth $20.
No, I think it's worth $20, but you have even less of a reason to not pick it up now that it's cheaper.
I think it's worth picking up on Steam at a minimum of 66% off.
At a minimum of 66?
Yes.
It's 50% off right now.
No, it's not. It's normally $20. It's $14 right now. It's 30%.
So it's 33% off.
Yeah,
33.
Which is worth it.
For $14, I'd say it's worth it, but not 20.
Yeah. If you have a lot of friends that have it, I would probably say.
No, I even played alone. Really? Most of the time, I played alone.
I've Fighting only played words, alone we have a Blackhawks fan in the chat. After everybody stopped playing, all you guys stopped playing, I got it. I was like, yay! And then
I've been
playing,
on Discord every day for the last week, and I've yet to see you come on Discord and say anything.
Blackhawks fan in the chat, go. Go.
That's because I've been.
Sick 'em. Oh.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Boo.
Sick 'em.
In all fairness, this is an even year, so this is our year.
Yeah,
we can
yeah this is the way it goes, man.
You can have it in 17. We'll take it in 18.
Yeah, we'll just keep it in 19.
We get it in 20.
I'm a Ducks fan. I've bowed out of this year's conversation. We suck.
Yeah.
I have nothing I can fucking say.
We weren't even going to acknowledge
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah.
Wow. I'm trying to pronounce that word.
Pedophiles.
See, and this right here, like, just completely...
The word got around.
Everything
one
we talked
random.
About trolls on the internet. This is exactly what we were talking about.
No,
earlier.
You know what? This makes me happy.
Yeah.
I get a Blackhawks fan. You know what? He may hate the Kings. Justifiable. I'm not a huge Hawks fan, so it's okay. But
I'm glad
but
that Tesla
he likes
called
hockey.
Out the inability to spell on that one. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Mike's a Cowboys fan, so
yeah,
you
I like
know,
Cowboys. Yeah,
it works.
I got a scarf, the free one for Christmas. So
sweet.
Y'all are getting... Well, we are pretty happy right now.
I am very happy.
I mean,
genuinely happy.
Yeah.
We did
I don't
get
know
to
what,
play Rocket League.
I don't know why
on.
Gay's an insult.
Let me correct you for a second. Y'all is singular. I'm pretty sure you're going for all y'all. just to put that out there.
If you're going
to
talk like a stupid fuck...
If you're going
to
act
like
you're
like
from Kentucky,
thank
get
you,
your fucking grammar.
You know what? You may be a Hawks fan, I may be a Kings fan, but we can both agree. Hockey is better than football.
Yay!
I was going to say, you may be a Hawks fan, I may be a Kings fan, but you want to know what we can agree on? Fuck Canada.
You guys gangbanged the girl in the back? What girl in the back?
I don't know. Where'd that girl go?
Yeah. First of all, what kind of a statement is that? Like, did you see that happen? Like, yeah. You know that actually happened?
That sounds
happened?
Like fact, man.
I'm curious.
I'm really
He says that as if he was there. I just, wow.
You know what? Let's just trudge on through this
yeah,
shit. Let's
go.
Just keep going.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
so,
I'm enjoying
we had
we have
Rocket
so
League.
Many trolls
I know,
on today. We just like, had to respond fun. To one
yeah.
To fuel the many.
I've said this in the past. It's the best thing about having a soapbox.
Hey, that guy is cool. His name is Kills for Cash with a Z and four X's.
Yeah,
that's
oh,
fucking
man.
Two in the front.
I want to know where
just
I get so many followers all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I would, you know that many.
Is it a slow day?
Anxiety.
I don't have a beard. Cut your pubes off and stuck them on your cheek.
Wow,
you are getting worse.
All right.
All the trolls are getting
Wait,
worse.
Wait, here's the biggest troll of them all. Oh, Ishmishmish shows up.
Hold on.
Happy birthday.
I just see the ironic how ironic it is between the name Zion. Outlaw.
Yeah.
One.
This is why I got into podcasting is because you guys legitimately make me laugh. This is
yeah,
hilarious.
this is great.
It's so
okay,
hilarious.
So
I swear to fucking
now
God,
I get a topic
the people who troll
so
our shit are
guys.
Mentally
okay.
handicapped.
Okay, let's get
on
Stephanie getting her ass
yeah,
beat by her Steam games.
It's fine. Yeah, everybody, definitely. So,
hi, Ish.
I'm super excited about
Happy birthday,
the
Ish.
Game I just bought. I went to the Steam sale and I bought...
Is it I Am Toast 2?
I Am Trine. No, I got Trine. But then it recommended to me Ori and the Blind Forest, and I'm having so much fun with it.
You're
no,
welcome.
You weren't.
I
last
thought
it'd
be Train Simulator.
Last night, you were not enjoying Ori and the
I
Blind Forest.
I was getting
Forest.
Mad at it, yes.
You
that's
were
not
so
allowed.
Angry. You were like growling at your
say,
fucking computer.
I will you know, definitely say for anyone who plays platformers, pick up this game. It's an iGasm. And
music's beautiful.
The music's great. By the way, it's on Spotify, too.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to pay for it.
It's
pretty
awesome.
Good soundtrack. It's definitely one of the better platformers.
Hey, I don't look anything like... The girl from Shrek. All right, I am not a redhead. No, I'm not. I have brown hair.
Maybe I'm the one who looks like I'm from Shrek.
No, he said girl.
Oh. Hey Dan, take that with pride because at least you're getting sex.
That would be getting
yeah,
sex.
Move on.
But yeah, so the platformer, it's done really well. The story has a lot of feels in it. It picks up and slows down to tell the story, but you're still controlling the game. It's pretty cool.
I'll tell you this though, it takes a lot of different mechanics from a lot of different platformers and puts them all in one. And it's, I will definitely say though, it is not a beginner's platformer game at all. It's very difficult.
That's why I like it because the last platformer I recall playing before Trine was Donkey Kong Country.
Wow, that is a long,
that's
a big
long
gap.
Time yeah. ago. And I'm because I think they weren't really challenging for me at all. This game is super challenging, which I am actually finding it quite entertaining. I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting emotional. It's keeping me engaged. Sometimes, like, I have, so far I've played, like, on my breaks and my lunch to try to get past this certain point. I finally got past it, and I'm just like, yes, I did it. Or it was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm playing Ori and the Blind Forest. They're like, oh, that makes sense now.
Wait, yeah.
It's not easy.
I was going to say, wait until you get to the really hard part, and you'll know exactly what part I'm talking about.
She was angry in the first hour of the game. You're like, oh, it gets better.
Yeah. Oh, it gets a hell of a lot worse.
Anybody else pick anything else up on Steam?
Speaking of another good platformer, Axiom Verge. If you haven't heard of it, I suggest picking it up. It's like if Contra and Metroid had a baby. That's literally what it feels like.
That's cool.
So you get the Contra code plus a Morph Ball?
No Morph Ball.
Oh. Well, that takes all the fun out of both games.
Actually, it's like the movie Hackers, Metroid, and Contra all in one. It's a fun shooter.
And you are a bikini-clad lady in a suit, plus you get to see Angelina Jolie's tits.
Yeah, that's...
All right, cool.
It's probably that good, yeah.
All right. Sounds like fun.
I'm just trying to see if there's an itemized list of things.
Anyone else pick up some good stuff?
I got Rocket League.
Yeah,
I got,
all I bought was Rocket League.
Same here.
I bought Witcher 3.
Everything else I already have.
Already had that.
I was pretty depressed there were no flash sales.
Mad Max, yeah. Witcher 3, Mad Max.
Mad Max is not a letdown one bit. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
For a game based on movie, it's wonderful.
Lego Star Wars, The Complete Saga.
I can't do the Lego video games. I like Legos. I can't do
They're
the video
fun games.
Games
to derp through.
Yeah. I can't do it.
I'm playing through the Star Wars story, and I get to play as a stormtrooper saving Leia, whatever. I mean, no, it's all right. Yeah, that's pretty much. I haven't got a whole lot on this, so. It's
WWE 3K16. Was there a 3K16?
No, he meant 2K16.
No, I wasn't sure if there was... Because WWE would not surprise me if they did a wrestling game 1,000 years in the future, because that would probably be pretty rad.
I bought 2K15 on a sale, I think, back in whatever the summer sale was. And it was okay. I could see why a lot of people weren't happy with it. I used to buy wrestling games all the time. I had, like, for 6, 7, 8 years straight or something like that, I was buying, like, WWF games. And I really enjoyed them, even though I don't watch wrestling anymore. But, 16, I'm interested to try it out. I've heard that they've improved a lot, and I'll probably check it out when it goes on sale.
I would imagine that WWE 3K16 would literally be Idiocracy the game.
Oh, yeah. <That's> President Camacho is like a legend. Yeah. It'd be awesome.
All right, let's move into some movie news.
Yeah.
This is going to surprise all of you, and I know none of you saw this coming. The Force Awakens broke a whole bunch of fucking records. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, yay. No.
Holy shit.
It is like the fastest to whatever dollar and amount it's currently at.
It broke records before even the first view.
I still haven't even seen it yet.
$1.2 billion worldwide. 12 days.
So without spoilers, since Darren hasn't seen it, Mike, what did you think? Without spoilers?
I thought it was good. It was fun. It was...
Let's go with the two thumbs setting. So there's two thumbs up.
See, that's a hard comparison. It's a hard comparison for me to make because the prequels are still fresh in my brain. Like,
because you just watched three today.
No, I grew up as
fault.
I grew up as a huge Star Wars fan, and I loved the original Star Wars. And so when the prequels came out, I was incredibly excited because I'm like, hey, look, new Star Wars movies. Like, this is awesome. I can't wait. And they were such a fucking letdown that I kind of, like, even if it was just a slightly smoldering piece of garbage, I probably thought I was still going to like it. I thought it was good. I mean, there's, I'm trying to say this, like, in the non-spoiler-ish way as possible, like, without spoilers.
You enjoyed it? I was going for. That's the kind of response I wanted.
It's very similar to another Star Wars movie. And that's really the most negative thing I have to say about that. Aside from that, like, the characters were good. The acting was good. More X-Wings and TIE Fighters and Imperials. And, yeah, it was cool. I liked it. It was good. Yeah.
Less detailed response, yeah. Matt, how did you feel about Star Wars The Force Awakens?
I thought it was a good movie. I thought they did a good job for the budget that they had and everything like that and the effects that they had and everything. It didn't... It definitely wasn't my favorite movie of the year.
Was it Krampus?
No, best movie of the year for 2015 for me was Fury Road, hands down.
I will agree with you on that. I really like Star Wars, but I think Mad Max Fury Road was probably my favorite movie of this year.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite movies of like the past 100 years.
Yeah,
Fury Road is amazing.
Because you've been alive that long.
Which is funny because movies haven't even been around 100 years.
They went back in time and made movies that still haven't been better.
Yeah.
Fury
Road was amazing.
How did you feel about this movie?
So I really enjoyed it, because not only did I enjoy it because I love Star Wars, but I also enjoyed that they were very nostalgic with, like, the cut screens, like, going...
No spoilers.
I'm not spoiling. That's everybody had good. Close. Everybody had good acting. I love the acting. I didn't like one casting call, but you'll figure that out on your own.
Yep.
And then... Yeah. I would say I enjoyed it a lot, but I was also really drunk when I saw it, so I got a majority of the story. There is a couple of gray areas, but I can put it together. I definitely will see it again.
I'm not going to throw any spoilers out there, but that casting call that you don't enjoy, if you watch it a second time, it's a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I'll give you that.
Lunatic said their favorite movie was Inside Out, which is... interesting. I've heard the movie's good.
I have heard good things about it, but I haven't seen it.
A particular person in the chat right now had negative things to say about a particular person's acting. They were not a fan of Carrie Fisher's acting.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's my turn, doing what I always do. I thought the movie was stupendously, gloriously mediocre.
Here comes the negative Nancy.
No, I'm not saying I didn't like it. I just thought it was incredibly mediocre. It was a very generic movie to me.
6.5 out of 10.
Yeah, somewhere around there. 6.5 out of 10. I enjoyed watching Krampus more, and I enjoyed watching Fury Road
Dance
more.
Dance the Polygon.
I remember enough that I would
don't
least,
you put that
I would
on
at
me.
Least rate it an 8. I think I would give it a 10 if I watched
I can,
it again.
I can
sober.
Justify my response. Yeah. It involves spoilers, but I could justify my response.
I'm just joking.
Suey Park is not paying me, sir.
Yeah.
I said her name. Do you think she'll show up?
I did say,
say
I'm
three
dick
times
is,
in the mirror.
I did say I'm dick is big and got 3 trolls.
Nice.
Is that that's what we
bring
need.
It
we need
ish.
To give
you know
one
where I live.
Troll give one troll a fish and they'll eat for a day. Give what is it? What's the saying? Teach a troll to fit. Okay, give up. I'm
make done. A troll a friend and he'll be a miserable person forever.
What is I
got
he
and that's how you got on here.
What
I got on here because I had a job with expendable income.
I kept myself very mild on there. It's like, next time we get a troll that's a retard, like, just let me go. Just let the reins go. Just let me go.
Nope. Never going to happen. We talked about Star Wars, and you guys may have liked the movie, but none of you liked
Darren,
it as much
you?
As this
what
guy. He hasn't seen
I just
it.
Said
oh,
I haven't
oh,
seen,
haven't
it.
Seen it.
I said we've said it like 4 times.
Okay, we'll go see it. Let's go see the 3D.
If anything, though, my final thought, if anything, it's got me back excited in the Star Wars universe in a way that I haven't been for years for what's to come.
You see, I don't value your opinion anymore or anyone at the
you
table.
Never value
no,
my opinion.
Because of this. Man watches the first 6 Star Wars movies, that's episodes 1 through 6, followed by The Force Awakens 9 times in a row.
Wow.
So we watch 1 through 6 and then Force Awakens 9 times in a row to break a record. Therefore, that guy is the only opinion that matters. And I don't know if that either made him love the movie due to Stockholm Syndrome or hate the movie for the same reason.
Wait, so did you watch all 7 movies 9
no.
times in a row?
Just 1 through 6 and then 9, or 7, 9 times. So it was 1 through 6, 9, or 7, 7, 7, 7,
okay,
7,
I,
7, 7,
I understand
7,
now.
7.
I imagine that watching
I knew typing
movies,
that out, no matter how I put it, it was going to be confusing.
I imagine watching the 6 movies and watching episode 7 9 times is probably the equivalent of being waterboarded in Guantanamo Bay to K-pop.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, all of us just thought about being waterboarded and then K-pop, wondering if that would make it better or worse.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I have a feeling.
No, you know what I think it is? I think it took 9 movies for him to recover from having to sit through episodes 1, 2, and 3 again.
Yeah.
Or technically 12 movies.
I don't know why, you guys. I don't know why there's such a big hype against not liking 1, 2, and 3. I like 1, 2, 3.
Have you seen them?
That I watch episodes.
I did, and I like them.
So I have ardently defended episode 3 as not being complete and absolute trash, and I watched it again today. And boy, was
welcome,
I fucking
welcome
wrong.
To my side of the tracks.
Holy shit.
I will tell you
not
this.
Every
now,
movie
granted,
I hate
it is not the worst of the 3,
hate.
But it is fucking bad.
It's
like they took
bad.
They took Natalie Portman, who I'm not going to say she's a great actress. I say she's a good actress.
Yeah,
she's definitely
not
bad. She's a good actress. And they made her look like one of the worst fucking actresses I've ever seen. Hayden Christensen was so fucking miscast as Anakin Skywalker. He is a whiny little bitch. He ruins Darth Vader for you. Like, the only person in that entire movie, the only person in that entire movie that gives a half-decent performance, I would say even gives a good performance, is Ewan McGregor as fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi. And that is it. Dude, fucking the Emperor fucks it up, and he was good in Return of the Jedi.
Now, you
like,
know what? I'm going to have to agree.
Jar Jar
actually stuck to his character model the best because he was a shitty concept and he was a shitty character.
Yes, that line that Ish just posted in the chat, Annie, you're breaking my heart. That, no joke, makes my flesh crawl every time I see it. Like, I hate it's the worst line in the whole fucking movie.
I had to have Mike explain to me why Amidala died at the end of 3. And he's like, because she gave up. And I was like, you're joking. Like, she you're gave fucking up the with will me, right? Live.
Do you know what
you're,
really?
You are she making just, a joke.
She just had twins. Like, there is something that mothers say that when their child, like, mothers and fathers alike say that when their children are born, it's like it breathes new life, like a new purpose in their life because they now have these babies. She had fucking two children born, like twins, right in front of her, and she's lost the will to live because her fucking whiny emo bitch of a fucking husband just went off and joined the dark side.
That was an insult every woman who's ever raised a child alone. That's what that whole series was a build-up to, just insulting single mothers.
What kind of put the red flags for me was when you saw Mace Windu for the first time. Like, Samuel L. Jackson is not angry. There's something not right.
Something's not right here.
Yeah. I would have rather seen him as a Sith Lord.
Let's move away from this shit because we've just hit the hour mark. And
hell yeah.
You know what? I've got Rust to play because, you know, I like to play Rust.
We could be dead right now. We don't know.
Did anybody besides me watch the new the Christmas present from Deadpool, the new trailer that came out?
Yeah, I watched the red band trailer and then I watched the green band trailer.
See, I did it backwards and I was kind of pissed because I thought there would be two different trailers.
They were the same thing. They just changed the scene.
They added the word fuck and put blood into it.
Well, and the one where he's got the dude like...
Yeah. That, it was the same shot.
It was a side
they
shot.
Just cut it.
Yeah.
It was literally the exact same shot. They just brought the top down.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah. Because I was like, what do you mean the guy I'm making a shish kebab right now? It looks like you're trying to give a cow a hand job that's being held up by a crane.
I think this movie has a lot.
I think it looks good.
It's got a lot of potential to give Ryan Reynolds another chance.
I think Ryan Reynolds is going to nail it.
I like Ryan Reynolds. I just think he's very often cast as characters he should not play.
True.
When he was originally cast as Deadpool, I was like, you know what? I think this is going to fucking work. Like, I think this is really good. And then they did that X-Men Origins Wolverine movie and just did that thing they should not have done.
I think he got Ben Affleck on that.
Oh, he totally
I really
got,
think
he
got Ben Affleck.
He absolutely got Ben
that.
Affleck on it. Like
he even mentions he got Ben Affleck in the trailer.
Yeah.
Like the original trailer.
And then,
oh, yeah, he does.
And then he got the unfortunate thing of being cast in a DC movie, which, I'm sorry, just are not good, period. So there was not a whole lot
Batman
to do
aside,
about that.
I don't even like Batman.
Yeah, I mean,
and
the Dark
the Batman
Knight series
movies were good.
You
know what? I can't think of a Batman movie I don't enjoy for some reason.
I will honestly say, you know, Heath Ledger as a Joker is, I think, one of the best acting I've seen.
Oh, yeah. No, the Dark Knight movies are pretty good.
Yeah.
But then
that's
again,
about the
then
only
again,
DC movies
that are good.
Then
again, I'm not fully giving DC props on that. I'm giving Heath Ledger props because he literally drove himself insane.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Actor
see,
like that movie.
That's the cover story. What actually happened is Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are succubuses, and they sucked out his soul.
I did notice that they...
It just happened to link up when he was in that movie.
I did notice, though, that after that movie, they looked like they were 60 years old, and now they look like they're 40 years old.
That's because they ate Heath Ledger's soul.
Unlike their sister, who's way more attractive, and is an angel compared to them.
Yeah.
You watched Stardust with me. You know, in the movie where the witches eat the stars' hearts to stay young forever.
Good movie,
yeah,
by the way.
Nobody believes me.
I
when
never
I tell
heard
them
of
that.
It until you fucking came across. You're like Stardust.
Book.
I'm like, what the fuck is Stardust? I've never seen this before. I was like, this is a good
it's
fucking
such,
movie.
It's an actual legit
Michelle
cool
Pfeiffer.
Pirate.
Michelle Pfeiffer's still kind of hot.
The, like me and Joey were sitting there, and it kept coming up on fucking HBO channels my mom had,
collecting
and we're like, what the fuck is this movie? So we watched it. We're like, that was legitimately a good fucking movie. Like, out of nowhere, that was a good fucking movie.
Kind of like Rubber?
Yeah. No, it was not as unexpected as Rubber, but generally when you see, like, fucking handsome guy has to help princess or star get back up into the sky, we're like, this is going to be fucking terrible. And then we were watching, we're like,
my favorite movie.
This is actually really good.
It's in my top 10. De Niro's character is fucking hilarious
in
that movie.
Yeah, De Niro just
owns the fuck out of the role. That is the most non-De Niro character ever played by De Niro, and he fucking nailed it. It was hilarious.
Anyway,
Ish wants a definition for Ben Affleck. When you
Ben Affleck is when you are cast in a movie where no matter how well you do, you're fucked.
You're set
Daredevil.
Up to fail.
Think Daredevil.
Go watch Daredevil.
You're set up to fail.
And watch it and understand that that's not Ben Affleck's fault. He probably acted that movie out of how bad it probably could have been.
Yeah. I feel it's the same way as Nicolas Cage.
No.
At least like older Nicolas.
No, but see, the thing is that Affleck's got a track record, right? Affleck's got a track record of like, he's good in movies, good in movies. Oh, and then he fucked up in that one. And maybe he fucked up one or two others along the way. But he overall is a pretty good actor.
What happened is Ben Affleck let pussy just make a decision for him. If he wasn't fucking J-Lo, he never probably would have done Giggly or Jiggly or Jugly. I don't know. That one.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to
I'm disappointed that you know that.
I watch movies.
I've seen it.
Yeah. I haven't.
I regret seeing it. It was really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, really stupid.
Yeah.
That was like, during the whole Bennifer craze.
Holy shit, that was stupid.
He got his, though.
Okay. So, let's move on from that.
I will say I'm excited for Deadpool.
I am too. I really like Ryan Reynolds as an actor for the most part. I enjoy
the barriers that they break with it. Yeah. I think I'm excited to see a movie form.
And I was not expecting an X-Men like thing to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, had I read Deadpool, I probably would have known it was coming, but it was like, wow, they actually
did
that.
Well, Colossus was in the previous trailer, though.
Yeah, but I figured it was one of those movie things where like, yeah, he's an X-Men, but we're not going to mention that at all.
Yeah.
Just like Wolverine's an Avenger, and they never mention
Colossus,
the X-Men.
A Man of Steel that actually has balls.
I still like that one last part of the trailer, though, where it's like, he's like, and that's why I brought this guy. And then he gets his ass kicked. He's like, and that's why I brought her. No, you know what? That's no, honey. That's why.
Finish your tweet.
No, you go ahead and finish that tweet. All
that
right,
closing
cool.
line. I feel bad for whoever pressures her into prom night sex.
Yeah.
It's like, looks wow. Good.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move into science and tech. If your cell phone provider is AT&T and your plan is eligible for upgrade, you have until January 7th to cash in on it. As of January 8th, AT&T will stop subsidizing phones, just like Verizon did. So you're going to have to pay full price. So
Verizon,
the days of re-upping your contract and getting a cheaper phone are done. So, thanks, telecom.
But, well, so I don't know how AT&T is doing it, but I actually recently went through this in Verizon because I know that I was freaking the fuck out because I was ready for an upgrade. Verizon's plan actually works out better in terms of, like, what I wanted because usually I would subsidize the phone and I'd pay the, like, $500 up front rather than the fucking $900 that it would have been for the phone. But instead of doing that, they moved to a monthly plan. And when all things were considered, I actually ended up saving, like, $300 on it total of what I was going to end up paying for the phone. And I mean, I know it doesn't matter for you guys, but because I'm an iPhone user, I can upgrade to the new iPhone as soon as it comes out, and all I pay is like the $70.
But you still have to turn your old phone.
Yeah.
And all the weird
stuff.
See,
I won't do that.
Well, just copy it over.
I have every cell phone I've
ever owned.
I don't
know. To me, that feels like it's not because of Apple, but since Apple phones are so popular. Apple probably did a deal where, like, we're not doing this anymore. And they're like, well, if Apple's not going to do it, we can't do it.
No, it was that probably wasn't Apple at all. That was, like, probably everyone.
I'm just saying that I know that like, people will be pissed off about this whole AT&T thing. And I was when Verizon did it, but it actually worked out better for me in the long run.
See, I'm
so
pissed because I'm already paying $130, and it's going to go up to $160. And when I try to upgrade my phone, it's going to go up to $190.
Oh, with the plan? Well, mine was only a $10 difference for my line.
See, they're going to up – since I'm still Verizon Unlimited, they're upping my monthly bill by $30 to all grandfathered plans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's then for 2 years, the phone that I want would add $20 to $30 a month.
Yeah.
So I'm seriously like a hop, skip, and a jump away from just getting an old Razer phone.
Mm-hmm.
I may just dump smartphones altogether. Plus, smartphones have kind of ruined socializing, period.
Yep.
Yeah, it is kind of weird when you walk into like a restaurant or something, you see like eight people sitting there and they're all on their
phones.
It's
like a sea of silence and light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, right. Like, it used to be I'd see, like, when I was in class, the instructor would be like, you see, in your generation, you guys would go, you know, sit in front of each other and not speak to each other and just be on your phones. And then, like, all these older people talk shit about that. Then you go to a restaurant, and that's literally what every person is doing, including the older people. Now, if you're, like, in your 60s or 70s, that's different. But these were, like, 40-year-olds talking to me. It's like, you've got me by, like, a decade. You don't get to talk shit.
Old people are like, I guarantee your teacher's like, yeah, back in my day, we didn't sit on our phone in class. Like, no, you just drew dicks on the desk. Everyone's just drawing dicks
on everything.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was watching this episode of Vsauce, and he was talking about, they brought that up, you know, like, oh, our generation was better because of this or that. And they're saying, no, every generation has done that, their version of it.
Yeah.
Like since, like, the 1900s, people, you know, instead of, you know, hanging around, talking to family, and they'd all read their favorite magazine.
Plato fought against printed text because he thought it would take philosophers' jobs. Plato, the you know, the,
I know who Plato is.
No, I'm making a point. The
like
famous
Aristotle?
Philosopher, yeah, like Aristotle.
Thou took thy gerb.
Aristotle,
yeah, Eric Estrada fought against books.
Fucking Eric Estrada, get back on your motorcycle.
Seriously. No, but I mean, it goes down to that. Mouse. Every generation tries to fight change. Newspaper was going to ruin the radio. And then, well, granted, TV kind of did kill radio for the most part.
Video killed the radio star.
Yep. Well, that's because the radio star was fucking ugly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what that song was about.
Yeah.
All right, so.
But speaking of that real quick, Matt and I have been, like, listening to a lot of, like, the Fallout music and stuff, like we found out on Spotify. And one of the bands that comes up is the Andrews Sisters.
Yeah.
The Andrews Sisters, So in the 40s and like before, they were like top shit fucking music.
They were the bee's tits.
Like they were the bee's tits of music. Like yep. they were, and they are not attractive like at all. Like when you look at one of them's kind of cute, but the other two are just really not attractive. And that
they're hoof mouth.
Yeah, they are.
Like all of them. Yeah.
They would like they can sing. They've got great voices. Just would not fly in this day and age. Yeah. So just thought I'd add that on to the
so,
end.
So I know we're already at an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to take a risk, Darren. I'm going to do it. Congress has finally passed CISPA.
God damn it!
They attached it to another bill that could not be vetoed. However, one congressman said he's going to fight to have it removed. We can only hope.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, they tacked it into the federal budget, if I'm not mistaken.
Of course they did.
Yeah. Because attacking a law like that into a budget really makes sense.
Yep.
God damn, watermarks are amazing. I love them.
Yep. Catch 22s, man.
Earmarks, watermarks?
Earmarks.
All right.
Because I'm really excited about the controversial topics.
Yeah. So we're going to go into controversy. Some of the best parts of the show. Generally what I rely on to get us through to the end when we're kind of running short, but we're running long, so let's fucking do this. Florida. Florida, Florida, Florida.
Oh, good old
A Florida man crashes Florida. His car into two buildings in an attempt to time travel.
Yes. This just is the best story ever.
No, it was in a Dodge Charger CRT.
Jesus Christ. Was he on bath salts too?
No, but the article said nothing about him doing drugs. He just attempted to time travel, and he slammed. He didn't just, like, run into the front of these fucking buildings. He went so far through one of them that he ended up at the back door of the other one. Like, he went full force, whole hog into
this goddamn
building.
He went too fast.
Yeah, and he survived and didn't even get injured. So, you know, props to Dodge. Can literally slam a car at over 80 miles per hour into a building. And
wait,
the
is this like a new Dodge Charger or an old Dodge Charger?
New Dodge Charger,
by the way.
Okay, yeah.
Challenger, I think.
If it was an old one, I could see that.
Charger or Challenger, I think it was a CRT model, one of the sport ones. And no injuries.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That's kind of surprising. Like I said, if it was like older ones where it's all
no,
steel,
he would be
that
dead.
Would make
the car would have survived, but with no crunch zones, he would have died from impact.
That's A. You know that. You know what?
I want the guys from Top Gear to reenact it.
You want them to die?
I don't want them to die. I just want them to attempt
I will definitely
time travel
say
cars.
This.
We talked about that not last week, but the week before, Ishmish.
Yep. 2 weeks ago.
You said it was a Charger? Or
it
Challenger?
Was a Challenger or Charger. It was a
I'll say this. Their safety rating is fucking up there.
Yeah, it's
got to
be.
It.
Yeah.
All right. So from that one, we go to Marshawn Lynch. Does anybody remember
him?
Yeah.
I know Marshawn
Lynch.
Isn't
he like
I know
a
you do.
Guy?
Yes. He got made famous for his now awarded trademark phrase of "I'm just here so I won't get fined." He was
yeah,
the guy who went.
So many people are going
to
use that.
No, but I mean, he well, fucking Paris Hilton trademarked "That's hot."
Yeah, and that's been enforced never.
No, but with him,
I know.
It's kind of funny because I guarantee you, tons of shirts were probably made that said "I'm just here so I won't get
probably.
Fined." There was probably so much marketing done using that phrase.
Yeah,
that he was not getting a kickback from. And we all know what happens when football players finish with the NFL. They've had so many concussions that their family spends all their money and they end up broke.
I mean, in terms of people making T-shirts and selling them, sure. But, I mean, the Seahawks never used it. So, I mean.
It's going
to be. Yeah, because it was kind of an insult to the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, it totally was.
It's going to be one of those isms that sits around for like 6 months and then disappears.
Yeah.
That happened, what, a year ago, 2 years ago?
Almost a year ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Happened in the last
Super Bowl. It's more of the comedy of the fact that from him doing basically taking a stand against being forced to talk to the media after a game when he doesn't want to, that he now got a trademark that he could potentially make money off of.
Yeah. I just don't think it's going to last that long.
If anything, it might get rid of the NFL's requirement for players to talk to the
media
after a game.
We're going to forget about this a year from now. It's just one of those.
That's
like...
what everybody said a year ago.
Eh.
I'm just, you know what? Maybe it'll change the rules so, you know, after a football game, the guys who played on Thanksgiving could just go home.
I doubt it.
Probably not, because the NFL really likes money. But
yeah, but I mean, when you look at it, that's 1 week and like not even 25% of the NFL plays on. Actually, no, I take that back. Just over 25% of the NFL plays on Thanksgiving.
I don't
so.
Understand the NFL. They have weird wizard rules that I just like. I don't get why it's.
I got paid
That's
a lot of money to go overseas, and if I got the chance, I still would have been home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh yeah, I know.
So like, and not all of the military was deployed during those holidays,
no,
and yet
it
sucks to be over there.
It's,
That's
like,
my point.
I see what they're both saying on this. Like getting back to the original issue of like him having to talk to the press. I see what he's saying about him not wanting to talk to the press. However. He is making millions upon millions of dollars and will continue to make millions of dollars.
And that'll buy back the holidays he missed with his kids.
Well, no, no, I'm not even, it's not even the thing, like, that's 1 week out of 17, and that you're not even guaranteed to play on that 1 week. I'm just,
holidays.
Like, the Super Bowl, like, he, that came down when it was the Super Bowl. He was playing in the Super Bowl, and he didn't want to talk to him. It's like, I'm sorry you're making millions of fucking millions of dollars. People want to know what you have to say about the game. Like, that's part of your contract that you signed as an NFL player, that you have to talk to the media. You knew this going in, you didn't have to, you could go play in Canada. I mean, that's there. That's a possibility.
I understand where you're coming from. The bullshit thing that I found in the NFL is being fined $10,000 because you watched your daughter perform during a halftime show.
Yeah, that
show.
Was dumb. That was pretty dumb.
Because apparently, I don't know why, but apparently a player cannot see a halftime show.
The only thing
all.
I can think of is maybe it's a safety issue or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know why the NFL has that rule.
It wasn't the NFL. It was the team that fined him.
Oh, okay. I don't know why the Chargers have that
probably
rule.
Probably to get him out, because they probably want him in the locker room.
So that's exactly what they say. Oh, okay. All right. It was for, you know, the halftime adjustments and shit like that.
Okay. I mean, that's...
You know what? Props to him. Props to him for saying, fuck off, I'm going to go watch my daughter.
The NFL does a lot of fucked up shit. Like, I've seen him fine people for wearing, like, green shoes to support mental health.
Yeah. Because they weren't the pink for the Susan G. Komen Foundation. We'll probably get sued for me saying this.
Well, you
this,
can
but
also, I mean,
them.
Also too, there's approved cleats. Like, I think whoever's the sponsor, if it's like Nike, Adidas, whatever fucking year it is, you can only wear cleats that are made by that company. And like, I'm not gonna lie, when I played football back in high school and college, there are some times where I would buy the cleats that the team would, like, you know, we get a deal through whatever, and they're just not comfortable, or like Nike cleats. Were terrible. Like, every year we would get Nike cleats, they were awful. I'd always go buy Adidas cleats because they just were not comfortable, and they did not protect well, and they were shitty fucking cleats. And so sometimes people just, their feet don't fit well or something. And
did, like, you know Michael Jordan paid something like $10,000 per game to wear his own shoes?
Oh, I'm sure.
He got fined every single
game.
Way
more
he
money
was.
Than
he
that.
He was making, like, disgusting money hand over fist. Yeah. But every time he was seen wearing Jordans... Fucking, it was like $10,000 fine.
Oh, and I'm sure that they built it into his contract with the company. It's like, hey, so you wear our shoes and you're going to get fined $10,000. We'll cover that cost and we'll give you more money. I'm sure that's like how that
works. Dude, I'm sure they could have said, you're going to lose $10,000. He's like, okay, I'm still advertising my name brand shoes, which are still to this. He hasn't played in what? Close to a decade, right?
He's been baseball or basketball?
No, well, he went back to basketball after baseball.
If I was
he played with the Wizards.
If I was Michael Jordan, I had that money, I'd have a prancy little minstrel behind me with a giant bag of money that played a little penny whistle and would just be like, oh, I got fined $10,000. Minstrel, do your bidding. And he just runs over and sprinkles money on the guy that fines him.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Well, the same thing happened with Colin Kaepernick. He got fined for wearing his Beats when they signed a contract with Bose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Why would you wear Beats, though?
They're not good headphones.
No, like, all sports stars wear Beats. They just do, because they've got the money to do so.
No, it's the...
It's a status symbol.
It's
like
a status
iPhone.
Symbol,
Do you know what I would do?
I have a set of Beats in my room, and the only reason I bought them is because they were the only headphones at the store that claimed to work with Android phones, with, like, the talking things and changing songs.
Yeah.
And they don't.
So
they
do you know what I would do if I signed a thing with Bose and I had Beats and I would sign? You know how there's, like, the little B? I'd write OSE, like, in Sharpie next to it. That's literally what I would do.
Probably still get fined, but that'd be funny. So, yeah. Did-er.
What the fuck
I'm
you doing?
I'm making mistakes.
Did-er.
Yeah, she's just fucking with my shit.
All
right. So... Let me check real quick while Mike, you can just keep singing. Keep singing. I need to check and see if we got any new emails. I know we didn't get any new emails, but I'm still going to check if we got new emails. Because it's a live show and I didn't plan ahead, I don't have the emails pulled up.
I would have gotten notifications if we got new emails.
That's true. You probably would have.
Ever since we streamed, there's no more emails.
Oh, we did get a new follower. Lunatic followed us. Thank you.
We enjoyed your time here, Lunatic.
It was worth checking.
Yeah. I will like to use this time that it's quiet. I said it earlier, but I don't know if you heard it. I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Ishmishmish.
Yes, as always.
A very happy birthday.
If you don't want us to sit here and make fun of our friends and Mike sing and do magic, shoot us an email so I can read it during that time frame. Our email address is geeklordradio@gmail.com. You can also message us on social media or tweet at us. Or do you Instagram at somebody?
No,
I don't use Instagram.
No.
What is that called?
You just like it.
Okay. Or you can like none of our pictures on Instagram because we don't have any pictures on Instagram.
The ones that we haven't updated in, like, months.
On all the social medias. Probably at Facebook, now. We are facebook.com/geeklordradio. Twitter and Instagram, we are @geeklordradio. Tell your friends about the show. It works. We insulted one troll and we got like 30 new followers today. Or
two trolls.
30 new viewers.
There were two trolls.
We are on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, and GeekLordRadio.com, where you can find all of our old episodes that don't show up in our RSS feed. Music on the podcast brought to you by Daniel Tidwell. We release an audio version of this show shortly after we go after we stop recording and I edit it. So that will probably just about do it. From all of us here at Geek Lord Radio, this is
Matt,
Darren,
Stephanie,
Mike,
and my name is Dan. Wishing you a fantastic week. Thank you for letting us pleasure you, and don't forget to keep it geeky.